I'm here to give you, in my opinion, the five games most likely to be wild on Wild Card Weekend.
I like it.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five for me is the Eagles and Packers. We started the season in Brazil in what was kind of a wacky game between these two. And for one of these teams, their season will end versus the same opponent. The Packers, I need to remind you, how shocked were we all on Wild Card Weekend last year when they beat Dallas in Dallas? Nobody saw that coming at the time. Nobody, again, really picking them here. I do think the door is open for another NFC East upset for the Packers. Well, there's potential Sunday.
Yeah, but Watson's hurt, right? He's out for the game.
Yep. And we don't know about Love's injury, too.
I don't even know what it was.
I think it's his elbow, I think.
Yeah, it's something because I heard something about numbness in his hand. It could be nothing or it could be significant. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, but that's why, again, I think the Packer injuries are why I have this at five and not higher up the board because, you know, we'll see in picks next segment, but that's kind of how I feel. All right?
Number four.
Number four is the game tomorrow to start the day, the Chargers and the Texans. I don't think the Texans are very good, but can I ask around the room, Chargers playoff games in the last 20 years, have they ever stuck to the script?
No.
There's always something weird and wild going on with Chargers games, so I do think the door's open. I think sneaky chance it's a very good game tomorrow to start the day.
There's always been a phrase, I've used it a few times this year too, the Chargers will charge, the Chargers are the Chargers. What I wonder about is Jim Harbaugh, you know, the same head coach that turned Alex Smith from one of the biggest busts in NFL history to competent, the same Jim Harbaugh that somehow got Colin Kaepernick to be the quarterback of a team in the Super Bowl, is Jim Harbaugh capable enough of changing that verb, Chargers charging?
Hmm.
And I'm starting to lean towards the answer being yes.
Yeah, I mean, the turnaround from Staley to this year is just, it's unbelievable. And it's mostly defensive-led, but their quarterback, what's his name, Justin Herbert, does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
He's got like three interceptions on this
season.
Crazy. And Davis receiver is a very good lad.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Number three.
McConkey.
Yeah. Did you get that one, Evan?
I did. In fact, last night I did a fantasy football playoff draft. And a part of what I love about it is you're not just drafting the best players like it's fantasy football. You're strategizing on what teams are going to survive. Because... you know, if you draft Josh Allen, but he loses in Wild Card Weekend, then great, he gave you a big fantasy day. He's done. And so, Ladd McConkey is somebody that I was very high on and actually drafted early.
Playoff fantasy draft, well, videos and God knows what. Evan getting a lot of rest at home.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number three. Monday night's game, Vikings-Rams, already moved to a neutral site. Sean McVay's offense versus Brian Flores' defense. And just hear me out on these four names on why I think this game's going to get crazy. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. I mean, there is potential for big plays and momentum swings all over the field on Monday night.
I can see a bunch of yardage in the pass game in this game.
For sure. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear from Steelers and Ravens, division rivalry, cold weather, 30 degrees. Everybody assumes the Ravens are going to roll in this game, but the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin always seem to have Lamar Jackson's number, and if it wasn't for Russell Wilson throwing up all over himself a couple weeks ago, that game doesn't get out of hand either. Look, anytime I get blood rivals in a playoff game, I think there is absolutely opportunity for chaos.
I'm surprised that one's not number one, simply because of the NFC North, the black and blue division.
Remember,
I mean, AFC North, the black and blue division, and how crazy that division just is.
If you're asking me what game I'm most looking forward to, it is Steelers-Ravens because I'm a sucker for NFL tradition and rivalries. But this is what games I think will be the wildest. So without further ado.
Number one.
You guys hit on it earlier. Sunday night, Bucs-Commanders.
The Commanders.
Two fun offenses. Baker and his brass set of you-know-what versus Jaden Daniels was an electric play waiting to happen. Total coin flip. I think this game is going to get wild in the fourth quarter. You're also going to have Lattimore versus Evans, that age-old wide receiver corner rivalry. I think this game is going to be a lot of fun. And for anybody doubting picking the Commanders or Jaden Daniels, we went a long time in the league with a rookie quarterback failing to win playoff games. Except for the last 2 years. It has happened in each of the last 2 years with C.J. Stroud and Brock Purdy. Before that, you had to go back to 2012 when Russell Wilson won a rookie game. So now you are back to rookies being able to win these games. The one game I left off, I don't think Bo Nix is doing it, but I think there's an opportunity there. Jaden Daniels versus Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, you completely left off the Buffalo-Denver game. You didn't even include that in your Cinco de Five. You think that's just going to be a dud?
If I was ranking the games on what I think is going to be crazy, look, if Buffalo can't figure out a way to beat Bo Nix and the Broncos, their first play at home by 10 or more points, I don't want to hear about them.
That's a tough climb for the Denver Broncos. Now, could they do it? Sure. But I don't predict that one, even though I know that's the one you want, the upset, Evan.
Well, what I said earlier is that if a football god came to me in my sleep, let's say that football god is Tom Landry. Let's say that football god is Bart Starr, because I'm just naming football legends, because they're gods, right? They come to me. If Jim Brown came to me in my sleep and he said, Evan, I'm going to give you one football wish, and that wish has to be an upset from this weekend and wild card weekend. So I'm not getting to like put the Jets in the Super Bowl next year, because obviously that'd be my wish. You get one upset this weekend. One football wish. My football wish would be to see Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and the Denver Broncos stun the world, the Bills Mafia, whatever they call themselves. Sean McDermott, that disgusting human being who likes to compare his players to 9/11 terrorists. Yes, he did do that. I would love to see Denver knock off Buffalo. That's my wish. Now, do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. That'd be my football wish.
You know what we're not getting that could have made that possible and why I don't think this game's going to be wild? If there was snow in Buffalo.
Weather, I was going to say.
If there was snow in Buffalo, that Bronco defense could be flying around on them. I think it would totally neutralize the game.
Right. But it's also, it gets cold out in Denver, too.
Yes, but I think the snow, like if you were playing in 4 to 6 inches of snow and the snowballs were getting thrown up in the air, I think it slows everything down, and Buffalo's offense is going to be able to, the Denver defense is so good.
Right.
Now you're telling Buffalo you're going to be stalled by snow and the defense?
You take away a little bit of their advantage.
But in that one snow game, though, the Bills just ran over the Niners, and they love to run the football. Right. I actually think Denver would have a better shot without the snow. I think they're more alive in a game like this without the weather.
Team have you seen the most of, Teak, for all the games that you call this year? Would it be the Texans?
We had the Texans twice, Baltimore twice. We had Buffalo twice. No, maybe once. Philly twice. It's a good, I think it's probably Houston because we had them a bunch last year as well. So my familiarity is mostly with Houston.
Yeah, that's the game, and it's funny what happens to the Texans. So there's a tradition in the NFL. When the Texans make the playoffs, and of course making it in back-to-back years, and before that they had a good run before blowing it up, they are locked in to Saturday at 4:30. It's actually remarkable. Like, every time the Houston Texans make the playoffs, it's almost like they've copyrighted Saturday at 4:30, which I guess shows you what the NFL and the TV networks think of the Houston Texans. But I'm telling you, look it up. Every time they've made the playoffs, they have played the Saturday 4:30 game.
Yeah, and I'm surprised, too, because it's an earlier, it's 1 o'clock for the Chargers. Not that the LA fans are focused on anything but the wildfires that are going on out there. But the Chargers, it's a West Coast team playing the early game. It'd be interesting if they put them in the late window, because then it would have been a 7 o'clock game.
They don't want to put them in the late window because they don't think it's as appealing.
Right, but it would have been a 7 o'clock game. And I mean, clearly, if you're going to put the choice between the Steelers and the Ravens, you're going to put the Steelers and the Ravens in the primetime slot simply because of the rivalry. But logistically, I think it's just easier if the Chargers and the Texans were playing the late game, because it's an earlier game in both Houston and obviously airing in L.A.
Yeah. Let's get to some of your calls. We'll make our NFL picks in less than 10 minutes. 888-808-1019. Pete is calling from New Jersey. How are you, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, how we doing? Tiki, as a lifelong Giant fan, I appreciate all you did for us.
Thank you, man.
My big question was, NFL made a choice to go to Arizona. Meanwhile, Las Vegas is only 2 hours closer to L.A., so right. I don't know why they did that choice.
I would guess there's something else going on in Las Vegas this weekend. And so it just became harder to book that stadium. Whereas in Glendale, Arizona, there's probably not a lot going on right now. Like, their stadium isn't multi-use. There's not a bunch of stuff going on in town. Maybe a concert. I don't know. We'd have to look.
By the way,
and see if there's a concert going on in Las Vegas.
I'll throw something else out there that seems so simple, but I've heard this in the past. Hotel rooms, like something as simple as availability.
Right.
Like, Vegas is such a bustling city that just because you're an NFL team doesn't mean you get to demand your own hotel, you know, or
right.
you can just have others canceled. So it may just have been the logistics of Glendale, Arizona versus Las Vegas, Nevada, not necessarily picking Glendale, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's definitely closer. There's no doubt about that. But
sure.
Also, I mean,